Turn again to the book of Genesis. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. I will make my covenant between me and you, and I will make your descendants very numerous. Abram fell on his face. God spoke with him. He said, as for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. Your name will not be Abram anymore, but your name will be Abraham, for I have made you the father of a large group of nations. I will make you extremely fruitful, and I will produce nations from you. Kings will come out of you. I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you as an everlasting covenant throughout their generations. I will be your God and the God of your descendants after you. I will give the land where you are living as an alien, give you the land where you are living as an alien, all the land of Canaan to you and to your descendants after you as a permanent possession. I will be their God. God said to Abraham, as far as Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her Sarai anymore, but her name will be Sarah. I will bless her and even give you a son by her. Yes, I will bless her, and she will be a mother of nations. Kings of many peoples will come from her. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, will a child be born to someone who is 100 years old? Will Sarah, who is 90 years old, give birth? And Abraham said to God, oh, let Ishmael live in your presence. But God said, no, Sarah, your wife, will bear a son for you. You shall name him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him. As for Ishmael, I have heard you. Yes, I have blessed him. I will make him fruitful and will multiply him very greatly. He will become the father of 12 chiefs, and I will make him into a great nation. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear for you at this same set time next year. When he finished talking with him, God went up from Abraham. If you don't know much about Father Abraham from the early pages of the Scriptures, I hope you will get to know him better. Abraham was an amazing man. He was wealthy and influential. He was capable, brave, and powerful. He was even willing to lead the fighting men of his own household into battle against kings of the region in which he was living. But to those who knew Abraham best, he was a man of wisdom, vision, and character. He was thoughtful, careful, honest, and faithful. Abraham was in every way the total package. He was thoughtful and careful, and yet in every way really but one. Abraham was almost 100 years old, but he had no legitimate children. Yes, he, in a moment of weakness, had followed his wife's advice and fathered a son with his wife's handmaid. But that was clearly not what he longed for, the legacy he longed for, or that he had been promised by God. See, Abraham wasn't just seen as the total package of the best of what humanity could be by other people. Abraham knew and trusted and loved the true God. He worshiped and proclaimed the Creator God in a world that was wandering further away from God every day. And God loved Abraham back. Abraham and God had quite a relationship. God made sure many of the encounters that he had with Abraham were carefully recorded in Genesis. by making sure that Moses at the top of Mount Sinai, in God's presence for those 40 days and 40 nights, recorded those episodes in the book of the law. The biggest and most important of all the promises that God made to Abraham was that Abraham and Sarah would have a son of their own. That son would be the ancestor of great nations, but more importantly, that son would be the ancestor of the Messiah, through whom all the nations of the world would be blessed. As you and I were reading together through the lessons earlier, I pray you picked up on just what an enormous moment it was in Abraham's life that at 99 years old, God came to him and promised him, and then at 100 years old, fulfilled that promise in the birth of Isaac. The birth of Isaac really changed everything for Abraham. Absolutely everything. You and I can only imagine what it must have been like at 100 years old to become the father of a firstborn son promised for the first time 25 years earlier. Do you think Abraham ever shared any of those promises with other people? Do you think that others who knew Abraham ever thought that as wonderful and wise as Abraham clearly was, he was just a bit off in regard to his certainty in clinging to the promises from God? Were there even those who ridiculed Abraham for continuing to hope to be a father after turning 80 years old? And 90 years old, and even 95 years old. And then there were all those other things God promised Abraham that were directly connected to this promised child. How could Abraham remain so steadfast in his belief for all of those years? Many thought, likely, that perhaps Abraham had just heard God wrong. So imagine the joy, the contentment, the sense of fulfillment Abraham must have been experiencing as he celebrated first the birth and then the circumcision of his long-promised son. But make sure never to fail to connect Abraham's realization of what this all meant for the future, for the world's future, for sinful humanity's future. God had promised an eternal covenant with Isaac and Isaac's descendants. What exactly that meant to Abraham, and how much of it God explained to Abraham, you and I will never know, because it's not recorded in the Scriptures. But because you and I have all of the rest of the Scriptures to draw that information from, you and I never need to wonder or to guess. The eternal nation formed by the eternal covenant God made with Abraham and then through Isaac is a nation to which you belong. The spiritual family that transcends time and space, sin and forgiveness, death and life after death, is a family which claims you as a member. If Isaac had never been born, then you and I and Abraham are all suffering in punishment for our sins apart from God eternally. Isaac was born into the world exactly as God promised. And when he was born, the salvation plan that offers God's peace through God's mercy, accomplished by God's own son, born to a specially chosen descendant of Abraham and Isaac, took the next ginormous step toward complete fulfillment. I guarantee you that Abraham had a very firm grasp, a profound grasp of what this all meant. He didn't know all the details the way that you and I do from Scripture, but he knew Isaac's birth meant God's saving promises come completely true for Abraham and for every other human soul that would believe in the Creator God the way that Abraham believed. So do you fully grasp what all this reading about Abraham and his son Isaac being born means for you? It means one child born as promised for the purposes of God's saving plan changes absolutely everything. In a few weeks, you and I will contemplate in word and song how the birth of the Christ child changed everything. But along the way, let's not fail to acknowledge how the births of so many other children also changed everything along the way. If you are a parent, you know how profoundly the birth of every one of your children changed your life and its trajectory. Contemplate what a marvelous way that realization is for meditating on the Holy Scriptures and the many places they note the birth of a child. Search them out and ask yourself, how does this birth now change things, not only for the child's parent and the child's family, but for everyone else as well? And how God will use this life to bless all of our lives. It proves over and over and over again how every birth and every life is so important. No human life is ever a mistake. Each human soul and every life has unique and eternal value. Every new human being brought into the world at God's deciding, for God's purpose, moves the entire human family one step further down the path to a full revelation and a full realization of all of God's eternal salvation plan. God tells you here in these verses of Genesis that he saw the birth of Isaac as the start of an eternal nation that will live as his people forever. The rest of the scriptures proclaim to you that this nation will include people from every era of history and every tribe, people, and language this world will ever know. What a miracle that God has included you and me in this nation building. You have heard his word. You have knowledge of his forgiveness in Christ and his eternal promises to you and to Isaac and to every other believer who will ever share Isaac's faith. He has convinced you to believe and embrace this truth. And that makes Isaac your spiritual father. That makes Isaac a child who changed your life, who changed your eternal life. But there's one more thing I want you to think about in regard to this child who changed everything. How much history has occurred between the day of his celebrated birth and this moment right now? A little more than 4,000 years. How many worldwide pandemics, how many truly humanity-challenging moments have occurred over those thousands of years? How have all of those humbling realities changed the way that human beings see each other and the world in which we live. And yet, how have our God and his promises changed through all of that? Not the slightest, not the tiniest little bit. The God who made mind-bending promises to Abraham, who kept every single promise throughout the lives of Isaac and all of Abraham's descendants down through the ages until he completely fulfilled every promise in Jesus of Nazareth, born in Bethlehem, of the family of David, of the tribe of Judah. That same God is still making mind-bending promises to you and to me about every last thing that we experience in this life, in our lives. Search the Word for those very promises. See for yourself how often God has answered his promises with the birth of a child. A child who changed everything in the moment he was born. And then ask yourself honestly, what was I born to change? If I listen to God's word, if I trust God's promises, if I live by those promises every single day and engage everyone else my life touches as those promises direct me to engage them, will I have an impact that truly changes things? You know the answer. You know that answer so very well. Your God says to you that he will use your life and your trust of him to make changes in your world that will have an eternal impact, just like God did with Isaac, whose birth changed absolutely everything for his father Abraham. And for you, and for me, and every other believer, change them forever. Amen.